There are situations where you need to bring your IoT solution totally on premises. How do you do that? So Rita Tao from the Azure IoT team is here to tell us everything about running IoT Hub on Azure Stack Hub. This is today on the IoT Show. Hi, everyone. You're watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we'll talk about how you can bring your whole IoT solution on premises. And for that, I have Rita Tao with me. Rita, how are you?
Hi, Olivia. Hi, this is Rita Tao. I'm Program Manager from IoT Platform. Good to talk about the product here.
Awesome. So we'll discuss definitely the product, but before going into the product itself, which is IoT Hub, or it's a new feature or new functionality at the end of the day. It's IoT Hub running on Azure Stack Hub. Before we go into, you know, the IoT scenarios and so on, I'd like for you to give us a short introduction about yourself. What are you doing within the Azure IoT team? How long have you been doing IoT stuff? Just a little word about yourself.
So I have been working in the IoT industry quite a few years, and in a couple of years I've been joining the IoT platform team. I have been working on this product actually from the very beginning. So it's very exciting to bring the product to the public preview and soon we'll go GA. In addition, I'm also working on a couple other things for IoT platform, which mainly IoT Hub.
Awesome. So I do expect to see you on the IoT Show again soon for other topics as well. Yeah. But let's discuss a topic that is, you know, for today, which is we just released in public preview the capability to run IoT Hub on Azure Stack Hub. So what is Azure Stack Hub to start with?
Yeah, so Azure Stack Hub basically is an extension of Azure. You can host it in your own private data center, close to your manufacturer floors, and you can have Azure services running on the Azure Stack Hub and have your own workload, your own IoT solutions on it, with or without internet connection. So it is an on-premises vertical integrated system for you.
And as I understand that, so I like to call it the mini Azure for yourself on premises. I don't think it supports 100% of all Azure services. It's not exactly an Azure data center in your premises. And so why the services are coming along one after the other. Why would someone building an IoT solution really need to have IoT Hub on stack? We'll talk about the various ways of implementing, you know, edge compute, but what are the benefits you get from bringing IoT Hub on Azure Stack Hub?
Oh, that's a very good question. So IoT Hub have been serving customers for quite a few years. We connect meaningful devices and provide a platform for your IoT solutions. However, we have been listening to the customers, and quite a few customers, they are willing to take advantage of the cloud technologies, but they can't due to all kinds of reasons. I can give you a few reasons which we heard from customers. One is, for example, for lots of customers, especially for manufacturing customers, their network settings have multiple layers of network and with different protection levels. When the network getting closer to their shop floors and to their operations on the machines, those networks become more protective, meaning that the devices cannot freely send the data, connect with the public cloud services, or public cloud service can just reach to the devices directly. So for those scenarios, you do need on-premises solutions to staying in your own data center or close to your shop floor, store floor, and then you can operate devices directly from this IoT solutions. We have been working with a few manufacturing customers and help them to test their POCs, test their solutions, and working against their machines directly. So that's one reason. Another one is about regulation, data sovereignty. So there are lots of customers, whether they're from different countries or regions, they have regulations from that country for some data they cannot send to the cloud. For example, we have been working with customer from South Korea, from Russia, from Saudi Arabia. Lots of regulation there, they prohibit the data to sending to the public cloud. So mm-hmm. those companies, they need on-premises solutions to support their operations. even for US, for hospitals, patient data cannot go to the public cloud. Yeah, so you still need to have on-premise solutions. You can collect your patient viral data, such as their temperature, their heartbeat, you know, all kinds of things. You can still analyze data on your premises and find out the what's the disease and have the treatment on site, right? Yep. So those are other reasons for data sovereignty. There are also reasons for, yeah, there are also other reasons, for example, for they just need a low latency. They don't want depend on the internet, sending data to the cloud, do some analysis, and then sending data back to the devices and perform some actions. So that round trip is, first, it's too long for some of customers. They need real-time decision-making on site. Second one is unnecessary, right? Lots of the data, you don't need to send to the cloud. You can have some data analysis and even edge compute on your on site. You don't have to sending data back and forth through the cloud, which is also incur unnecessary cost for the customers. So for those one, it's still a very good option for customer to consider. Last but not least is some customer, they can't at all to sending data to the cloud for some oil and the gas companies, but they have operation in the wells in the middle of the ocean or desert. There's no internet connection, or the internet connection is intermittent, which is not reliable for them to do the analysis, to do the operation. Even they can go through the satellite, which we have been talking to the customer from oil and the gas company. It's super expensive. They don't want to send a huge amount of data through the satellite to just do very simple analysis. So they still need the on-site solutions. So those are the few reasons we heard.
Yeah, that makes sense. And but actually, we already discussed all these scenarios in the context of our Azure IoT Edge solution. We'll try and decipher a little bit all these names: IoT Edge, IoT Hub, IoT Hub on Azure Stack Hub, and we'll get there. But let me ask you this question: so Azure IoT Edge, which is our runtime that can run on machines at the edge, on premises, that are small as a Raspberry Pi, all the way up to a rack of servers. But IoT Edge is meant to run cloud workloads. So when do you need to, or would you use Azure IoT Edge versus bringing the full Azure Hub on your premises on Azure Stack Hub? So when do you actually pick one or other? What are the scenarios they each address?
That's an awesome question. Actually, I also heard some customer raise the questions. They have a confusion, what's the product for what scenarios. Actually, I have a slide. Let me show you the slide, this is a screen. It's a very high level to look at the different scenarios. And we'll drill into a little bit detail about Edge, Stack Edge, and Stack Hub. So you can see from left two column, it's already happening. So you can have a devices connect to your cloud services directly without any hardware sitting in between. Or you can have an Edge, which will do the data aggregation, protocol translation, or any other modules you can put on the edge, and then go through the edge, go to the cloud. Now we introduce the Azure Stack Hub, which you see the third column. You can have IoT Hub on it. You can have an infrastructure running on the Stack Hub. And then all your devices or IoT Edge or Azure Stack Edge, they can connect to Azure Stack Hub. You don't have to connect to the cloud directly. Of course, if you want to send some data to the cloud, for example, you still want to do the bulk data transformation from a stack to the cloud so you can do the machine learning, or you can do other scenarios like a cross-site view for the headquarters, you can still do that. The third column is like if you don't want to have any connection, for example, for the government, they cannot send data. Some of the cases you cannot send data to the cloud, or for the defense weapon manufacturing, you can send data to the cloud. You can totally disconnect it from public cloud or public services, and then you can air gap. You can continue doing the operation, data analysis, data acquisition on site without any interruptions.
Rita, let me ask you. So it feels to me that IoT Edge is something that is more specialized, is more small on premises, but it has limitation because you have to be connected to the cloud at some point. That some modules have to check in with a cloud service. So yes, you can implement offline scenarios with IoT Edge, but it seems IoT Hub on Stack Hub actually kind of addresses the scenarios. And then another way of seeing it, and I think you have some details there, is that IoT Edge is specialized on a specific scenario. With a solution where you bring IoT Hub on Stack Hub, actually you can now be more flexible, in terms of the workloads, in terms of scalability and so on, right?
You are on the point, actually. IoT Edge is a container base. You can run any module, machine learning module or ASE modules on the container on Edge and do all kinds of data processing like protocol translation, data normalization, or even data aggregation, all kinds of things. However, you still need, for IoT Edge, you still need IoT Hub to control the Edge. Like you can do the module deployment, you can do the module update. So you still need IoT Hub. And in this case, you don't have to use IoT Hub on the cloud. You can just use IoT Hub on either Stack Hub, which is sitting in your own facilities.
Love it. And I think your blog post, actually, we're going to point to the blog post at the end, has tons of details about, the differences, how things are working, and so on. What I would like to ask you, so we have IoT Hub controls IoT devices, then you have IoT Edge that can come in between so that you can add some workloads from the cloud, and then you have IoT Hub running on Azure Stack Hub, right? This is the other option that you're showing on that sort of column. There's something called Azure Stack Edge. Not that we try and make things confusing for people with the names, on the contrary, right? It's part of the Azure Stack family. Can you tell me exactly what Azure Stack Edge is about?
So Azure Stack Edge actually is a combination of both edge computing and the storage. So it's a first-party hardware which managed by from the Microsoft console, Azure console, and you can run your VM, run your load on your VM, or you can run the compute load on Edge container because have Edge runtime on it. Or they can also do the data synchronization between the Azure Stack Edge and the cloud. So which is for some customer, they need a large storage and they also need compute, they can use Azure Stack Edge.
I see. So it's an IoT Edge device on steroids, basically. Yeah. It's a first party one. Okay, love it. That makes sense. So Rita, how about you show us a demo of how things look like for both the operator and we will be deploying IoT Hub on Stack Hub as well as for developers.
Yes, let's go check the demo. So before I show the demo, I just want to let you know, so Azure Stack Hub, at least I show as two roles. One role is as an operator. So I am operator of Azure Stack Hub, and I'm the one to maintain the services, install, make sure it's up to date, make sure security is up to date. That's the operator's job. So here's what I'm showing as operator. I'm coming to the Azure Stack Hub, which you can see it has its own domain names, and this is admin portal. And then you can see a whole bunch of services and resources you can manage. The dashboard will show the health, show the usage of the memory, your storage, and anything else. You can customize it and all the health of all the services. So as an operator, before you can manage IoT Hub, of course, you have to deploy the IoT Hub. It's pretty simple. So you just go to the marketplace management, and you can go to the resource provider, which you can start to add services from Azure. Then you can download IoT Hub. It have a dependence on Event Hub, so I pre-download it and have it installed, and you can start to download IoT Hub after that one. We have all the detailed instructions step-by-step, help you how to install it. It's the only input we probably need from a customer is a certificate. That's it. It's very simple. A few click, you will get your IoT Hub installed. So to demo, I pre-installed it, and so I can show you IoT Hub. So as an operator, it's very simple to manage IoT Hub. So you can see what alert and warning you have. learn, for example, if the resource utilization will go above certain level, like say 75%, we will show the alert so you will know it's about time to increase the capacity. And we will show the quota, which right now it's just one quota for this demo. So you can hear, you can click the alert, you can see the warning, you can see the alert, and you can down see the signal alert. And for the quota, I just want to clarify is for the public preview customer, we don't allow you to create a quota. For GA, we'll allow you to create a quota. This one for public preview is default quota, which is unlimited. And then you can have the customer to your tenant to use all the quota. One most important job for operator is to manage the capacity. It's pretty simple. You can only increase the capacity, you cannot decrease it. And the way to increase is also very simple. So see, we have a 6 node right now for this environment. And you can increase in capacity that change to like 7 node. I want 7 node, I want 12 node, whatever node you want. And you can update. And then the service will start to deploy services to the more node, and you will have more capacity to operate IoT hub. So that's as an operator, you have to do.
So as a developer, what's changing then? So here I see the way you deploy the IoT hub and so on is something that is a bit different, but not so much different actually. It's a very lighter version of the Azure portal as I can see. But yeah, for the developer, what does that mean? The one who's actually connecting the devices, what are the differences?
Yeah, so it's a very similar, almost same experience as you have with the cloud. Like we have exactly same tenant portal, if you look at it, and everything's very similar. It's only from the stack. And if you go to the IoT hub, you can see we have a same portals. You can go to your, let's see, we have many subscription, and you can go to the subscriptions. You can see you have overview, all the things are same. You can control the access, you can create the devices, you can query, you can create the edge, manage the edge deployment, you can do the message routing and the metrics. So Okay. Same things. As a developer, I can show you, it's also the same code. So let's see, show you the, where's my code here, sorry. So this is basically the code copy from our quick start. You can go Google from Azure IoT Hub documentation. There's a quick start using Python. It's a very simple thing. It's exactly the same code. The only thing I changed is a connection string. Instead of connect to cloud, it's connected to this hub, which you can just copy paste from the portal. And the thing is just send the telemetry, read the device twin, and then update the device twin. So let's look at the devices here. I have already created these devices, which, give me a second. This is a device. We can look at the device twin. You can see we have a device twin here. We have a desired properties, temperature, and we have reported properties. So let's fire it up. Okay, just run this guy. You can see this have received the device twin, which temperature is 28, and it's starting to sending the data, sending the reported properties. We can also change all desired property. Let's see, change to 30. This is really cold today. So make it 30, and then we're coming back to see. See, it's already received. Temperature is at 30.
Great demo, Rita. So I do see that for developers, it's exactly the same. However, I think there is a couple of differences. So typically I saw you using a connection string and not DPS or device provisioning information. So is DPS actually supported on Stack Hub during that preview?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking it. So DPS actually is on roadmap to support a stack. Actually, I also have a few more details about the feature parity between the cloud and the stack. Let me bring it up. So here's the detailed feature parities between the cloud and the stack. You can see all the majority of the core features actually are already available on stack. So you have you can register devices on the IoT Hub. You can do the two-way communication, device to cloud, cloud to devices. And then we support three protocols, the same thing as a cloud, and the message routings. You can do the multi-tenancies, and you can monitoring, you know, a device twin, edge twin, deploy the edge modules. All those things are already available on stack, so you're very welcome to test it. However, there are a few things which are only available on stack, which are not available on cloud, because now stack have to operate by your own crew or your vendors to manage it. So we will provide experience such as the admin portal I just showed you for your operator to manage it. We provide a way for you to rotate the circuit, to manage the capacity, to do the to do all kinds of other activity, monitoring the health. There's a few features is coming. It's a layer, edge layer deployment, device module configuration. It's coming in a few weeks. And other than that, there's a few features we haven't made them available, such as jobs, file upload, ESC. A failover doesn't is not available either, because on the stack it's a one region. So this is stack is project is on demand. So we're listening to the customer feedback to see which feature they required, and we prioritize and bring them over. So if you have any feedbacks and questions, concerns, just send that to us. So we will listen to it, and we might bring them over in the future.
Awesome, Rita. So great demo, great insight into what's supported, what's not. So the product is in preview now. So we do want, as you just mentioned, for our developers to go check it out, try it and provide feedback. I hear you also have a nice blog post that is available with all the details. I think you're diving into way more details than you did today in terms of the differences, especially between IoT Edge, IoT Hub, IoT Hub on Azure Stack Hub. And so we do invite you to go and read the blog post. It's at aka.ms/IoT show/IoT Hub on Stack Hub. Rita, thanks again for coming today. I hope once again to see you soon on the show again for other topics, right?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, we will meet you soon.
Awesome. And everyone, thanks for watching. Do not forget to subscribe and get the notifications for more of the IoT shows. Bye.
Bye.